For the first time in 10 months, the state's Drinking Water Quality Council met in early October to provide an update on the maximum contaminant levels that were set in 2020 and consider additional emerging contaminants to look for across New York. To discuss the council's meeting, including what happened and what should be happening next, we're joined once again by Rob Hayes, Director of Clean Water for Environmental Advocates NY. Welcome back to the show, Rob.
Great to be with you, Dave.
So what was the number one question you were hoping to get answered by the recent meeting of the Drinking Water Quality Council, and did you get it answered?
Sure. The number one question we went into that meeting with was, would the council take action to start regulating other contaminants in New York's drinking water? As your listeners probably remember, about a year ago, New York State set new drinking water standards for three toxic chemicals, PFOA, PFOS, and 1,4-dioxane. Mm-hmm. And those standards have now been implemented over this past year. Water utilities have been testing for them. And where those standards have been exceeded, drinking water is beginning to be cleaned up. But there are many other contaminants showing up in New York's drinking water and that have been linked to harmful health effects. For years, the State Department of Health and the Drinking Water Quality Council have been dragging their feet to start testing for some of these other contaminants so that we can find out what's in New Yorkers' drinking water and take action if there are any harmful levels detected. Finally, at this meeting just this week, the council made a recommendation to the Department of Health to test for 7 additional PFAS chemicals in drinking water. PFAS chemicals, of course, are a group of chemicals, over 5,000 chemicals, many of which have been linked to harmful health effects like cancer and kidney disease, and that have polluted communities across New York State, like Hoosick Falls and Newburgh. And so the council finally made a recommendation to the state to expand testing for these 7 PFAS chemicals.
What's your reaction to the addition of 7 more chemicals? Are you doing victory laps in the driveway, or are you less than enthusiastic?
So we're glad that the council has recognized that we need to be addressing more PFAS in drinking water. We have to address these chemicals as a group, as a class. There are so many of them, we can't play whack-a-mole with them, or else it'll take decades to regulate them, and that's decades that New Yorkers will continue to be exposed to these harmful chemicals in their drinking water. The fact is that simply the council didn't propose enough chemicals in this list. Mm. We've been waiting for 4 years for this list, and there are many other chemicals that need to be tested for and the public notified about in drinking water. And I'll give you an example here. So when water utilities test for these 7 PFAS chemicals, they actually receive results for 18 other PFAS in their drinking water. But under the council's proposal, the public wouldn't be directly notified about those 18 other PFAS. Why would we tell New Yorkers about some PFAS in their drinking water, but not others? New Yorkers deserve to know the full extent of PFAS contamination that they might be exposed to. And that is why my organization and our advocates across the state are continuing to urge Governor Hochul to sign a bill currently awaiting her signature, A126A, S1759A, for all you listeners on LRS right now, that would expand testing and designate 40 toxic chemicals as emerging contaminants in New York, including all of the PFAS chemicals that we can currently detect in drinking water. That will give the public a much better understanding of what's in their drinking water and will give our state a much better understanding of where we need to be cleaning up drinking water to protect human health.
So it's my understanding that the State Department of Health back in 2017 was supposed to get to work on this list of contaminants and obviously didn't complete it, right? Why would this law, if it became law, this emerging contaminants bill from State Senator Skoufis and Assemblyman Gottfried, dramatically change things? Could the Department of Health still ignore it, or is there a reason to think that this time they figured out a way to box in the Department of Health and require action?
Sure. So you're absolutely right. In 2017, a law was enacted called the Emerging Contaminant Monitoring Act. And this told the State Department of Health, you need to create a list of these emerging contaminants that every water utility, regardless of size, will have to test for in drinking water and notify the public about. This law was passed in response to the Hoosick Falls crisis. That community was of such a small size that they were exempted from federal requirements to test for emerging contaminants in their drinking water. And that is why that the toxic PFOA, toxic chemical in their drinking water, went undetected for so long. So the whole point of this law is that we can't have this kind of two-tiered system for New Yorkers served by large water systems and small water systems. Everyone deserves to know what's in their drinking water. We can't leave anybody in the dark. But for 4 years now, the Department of Health has not published that list of chemicals to jumpstart that testing. This action by the Drinking Water Quality Council clearly shows the Department of Health is finally starting to move in that direction, but it's simply not happening fast enough. One of the great things about the bill sponsored by Senator Skoufis and Assemblymember Gottfried is that if the governor signs it into law, that would give the Department of Health a 90-day deadline to actually establish a list of chemicals, start the rulemaking process, and finally jumpstart this testing. Right now, we still don't have a timeline from the State Department of Health of when testing might get started, but if the governor signs this bill, we will have that timeline in place.
And I would guess then that a mechanism to ensure action is that on day 91, groups like Environmental Advocates NY and other environmental conscious groups would probably be suing the State Department of Health to have them comply with state law, because you'd have that cudgel to use, I guess?
It's certainly a possibility we would look into. And you know, the governor has an enormous opportunity here to show real national leadership on PFAS and other toxic chemicals in drinking water. You know, under Governor Cuomo's administration, we saw delay after delay after delay in starting this testing and in being transparent with New Yorkers about what's in their drinking water. Governor Hochul has rightly made transparency a real cornerstone of the beginning of her administration. And we, you know, we hope that she will extend that into the drinking water space in New York State.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the recent meeting of the state's Drinking Water Quality Council with our guest, Rob Hayes, Director of Clean Water for Environmental Advocates NY. And you mentioned transparency and the need for disclosure and awareness. Leading up to this meeting, what was known about the testing that has been implemented in the wake of last year's meeting of the Drinking Water Quality Council? And did you get any movement on that issue with the recent meeting?
It's a great question, Dave, because of the new drinking water standards that New York State adopted last year for those three toxic chemicals, PFOA, PFOS, and 1,4-dioxane, that started, you know, a cascade of water testing across the state. Water utilities were generating an unprecedented amount of data about how frequently and at what levels these toxic chemicals were showing up in our drinking water. Unfortunately, now a year after this testing has started, the State Department of Health, before this council meeting, had not published any of that data in any kind of statewide compiled format. Advocates would have to be searching the newspaper to find out about exceedances. They'd have to be going to the websites of individual water utilities. And, you know, there are over 2,500 water utilities across the state. It's impossible to search for all of them. The State Department of Health's leadership here is so important to be transparent with the public and with policymakers about what is showing up in our drinking water. Fortunately, at this past council meeting, the Department of Health finally provided a kind of overview summary of what data has been generated from these new drinking water standards. And the overview that they provided is really shocking. There are a lot of PFAS chemicals showing up across the state. There are over 150 water utilities that have exceeded the new drinking water standard. This is a statewide issue that needs to be continually addressed at the statewide level. One note that I will make where we still need action from the State Department of Health is that as great as it is that they provided this data overview at the council meeting, we still do not know which specific communities have exceeded these drinking water standards. They have not released the individual results for individual water utilities across the state. So it's great to have that overview, but we also need to know in what communities is this the greatest problem so that we can best be tracking how the remediation is going in those communities and making sure that the state is held accountable to clean up drinking water as quickly as possible.
With regards to the instances where testing has revealed contaminants above the state threshold, is it your sense that impacted locales are at least being notified and it's just the broader state community that's being kept in the dark and therefore there's not really a full picture of the contaminants across New York State?
Whenever there is a drinking water standard exceedance, a notice does have to go out to every water customer, which is great, informing them about the exceedance. So the water utility will know about it. Their customers will note about it. Likely the local government, the county health department will know about it as well. But it's really important for especially policymakers at the state level to have an understanding about the scale and extent of PFAS and other toxic chemical contamination across New York State. This is just the beginning of drinking water regulation for these chemicals. We know there is going to have to be more to fully protect human health, and it's only by having that truly transparent data at the statewide level that state lawmakers and the governor's office can put in place data-driven policies that will best protect New Yorkers' health.
So last year, at the direction of Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Drinking Water Quality Council set up maximum contaminant levels of 1 part per billion for 1,4-dioxane and 10 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFAS. You mentioned that the information from the Drinking Water Quality Council about the testing they've been doing since then revealed a number of tests that exceeded those levels. How far above those levels were some of the tests that were conducted?
It's still hard to know the range at this point, again, because the State Department of Health has not been transparent about all of the results from all the water utilities they've collected. What they did share at that meeting were some of the highest levels that had been detected for various PFAS chemicals across the state. And there were some incredibly concerning levels detected into the hundreds of parts per trillion range. I think even for a few results into the thousands of parts per trillion range. These are levels at which the State Department of Health should seriously be considering informing New Yorkers not to drink the water. But of course, it's impossible for us to know whether that is happening or not, because we don't know in which specific communities we're seeing those incredibly high levels.
Closer to home, we have the recent detection of PFOA in a handful of residential drinking wells in Rensselaer County. And we spoke recently with DEC Chief of Staff Sean Mahar about how the state is responding to that emerging threat. What's your response so far to what you're seeing from the DEC and the Department of Health in that instance?
Well, fortunately, I know the middle school in Postenkill that had that drinking water standard exceedance. Luckily, they are off that water source now. I think they've moved to bottled water for the moment. So luckily, the kids at the school are protected. But certainly, the state needs to act much more swiftly in terms of finding the extent of the pollution plume in this community and in accelerating private well testing for folks that live around the school. You know, one thing that people aren't often aware of with these new drinking water standards is that really the main responsibility of the State Department of Health and DEC is to respond to the contamination in that public water supply, to work with the water utility and figure out a plan to get their levels below the drinking water standard. But there is a whole universe of other activities that the state isn't necessarily required to do, but they need to do to fully protect public health, that communities might need to push them and hold them accountable to achieve. Private well testing is a great example of this. There's currently no requirement in New York State for private wells to be tested. But it is so essential, if people might have harmful levels of contaminants in their drinking water, for it to be detected and for remediation to be put in place.
Is that a bill you're looking to advance in 2022?
To give you a sneak preview, Dave, we are very interested in seeing what protections we can expand to private well owners next year.
Well, that's a great tease to end on. We've been speaking with Rob Hayes. He's the director of Clean Water for Environmental Advocates NY. Rob, thanks for making the time and visiting us in the Capitol.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.